Hey guys, welcome to the All Things MTB podcast. Welcome to another episode. Today we are going to be talking about the challenge I started in the previous episode, and I'm going to be telling you how that has been going. So last time I started a 30-day cold shower challenge, and we're about a little bit more than halfway through that right now. And I just want to give you my thoughts on how that challenge is going. So it was super fun. At the beginning of the challenge, I was able to convince a bunch of my friends to join the challenge with me. And so that has made it a little bit easier to endure because I know I'm doing it with my buddies. But I also have some of their thoughts that I can share as well. And it's no longer just a test on the effects of it on one person. We have a little bit of a broader reach to see if this cold shower challenge is going to be beneficial. So like I said, we're a little more than halfway through, and kind of here's what's happened. So the very first day, I was super excited because I'm like, all right, we're gonna start this challenge. This is gonna be a new goal. This is great. And that first cold shower was absolutely miserable. It was freezing. I obviously showered for a super short amount of time. I just like got in, got out. I'm like, no, that was horrible. That was cold. But a couple showers later, things got a lot easier and I was getting more accustomed to the cold temperatures. Right off the bat, I noticed a couple big differences in my life. I felt a lot more awake kind of for that hour or so after the shower. So having that cold shower right in the morning really woke me up and got me ready for my day, whether it was school or work or going out mountain biking. I was so energized and just ready. Really woke me up. And after the gym, those cold showers were definitely more miserable. It was hard to do a cold shower in the afternoon, and I'm still struggling wanting to cold showers right after like a hard bike ride or a weightlifting session. It's a lot easier for me to do the cold shower in the morning because I know that it wakes me up, but I don't see as much difference later in the afternoon. And so it's harder to be convinced to do it. I definitely had one day where I kind of cheated. I'd been on this big long bike ride with my team and it had been hailing during the ride. And so it was freezing cold. We were up in the canyon, coming down that canyon while it's hailing and freezing was kind of miserable. And so I got home and I was like, there's no way I can take a cold shower. And so I let myself take a hot bath because I figured that was pretty much like using a hot tub and I don't have a hot tub. So I kind of cheated myself out of one cold shower, but the rest of the showers I have been sticking strong, doing cold all the way through. It's definitely hard still, even though I'm about halfway through. It hasn't entirely just become part of my nature to just jump in, turn on the cold water. It's still tricky. I have to convince myself to do it every day. It's a challenge for sure, but the benefits in the morning have been really awesome, getting super energized and awake and just ready for the day. So I'm excited to see throughout the next, I think there's 12 or so days left. It'll be interesting to see if I notice any other benefits that I haven't noticed yet, or if it kind of just stays the same, not fun, but beneficial. I thought I'd enjoy it more later, but not really. So we'll see how the challenge goes. I'll give you guys a final update, in a couple weeks when that challenge ends, tell you how the whole, 30 days went, and we'll see if I want to continue taking cold showers in the future. So that is going to be it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. It's not a hobby, it's a lifestyle.